Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. And you can apply online at 84lumber.com. A few things to get into today. Talk about mostly Steelers this morning. But the Pirates lost yesterday, and that sent the Phillies to the playoffs. There's still a tight race between the Reds, the Marlins, and the Cubs for that final wildcard spot, and I hope the Marlins get it. Because as a Pirate fan, I hate the Cubs and the Reds. Cubs have gotten way too arrogant over time, and everybody's talking about the Reds are the model organization because they brought up one of their young prospects, one of their top prospects early. They did win 10 in a row at one point, but then a few weeks later they lost 10 in a row, so I don't know if they're the model organization, and the Pirates may have spoiled them as well. And their social media was being arrogant. Are you not entertained? Down 9-0, the Pirates were, and then the Pirates came back. So don't want the Reds or the Cubs to make it. Go Marlins. That's my stance on the playoffs at this point. But yeah, mostly Steelers this morning. I do want to mention, too, though, I heard a quote on another radio show on CBS Sports Radio, our affiliate, this morning as I was driving in, talking about Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers has some comments talking about how he wants to rally the Jets and the fans of the Jets around the team as they play in primetime football against the Kansas City Chiefs this week. And I respect Rodgers for doing that. I know he's very much an attention grabber, and he sometimes forces himself into the limelight, so to speak. And, you know, that gets annoying. But, you know, to just be acquired by the Jets and to go on you know, a national show and say, yeah, you know, root for the Jets, stay with the team, you know. The Chiefs are a tough task, but we can do it. We just, you know, we want to get as many fans there as possible to help root on the team. I have respect for that because he could just be injured and he could just be sitting in silence and not saying anything. And maybe that's his personality, but also it's nice to see that he's telling fans to have faith in the team as it is because things happen. That's what he said about his injury. These things happen and we got to keep moving forward. So slight respect for Aaron Rodgers there. I like that even though he's hurt and he's not the center of attention overall, that he's, you know, at least willing fans to continue to support the Jets. As much as I don't like the Jets, and sometimes I get pleasure from them not doing well, I think it's a respectable thing that he did there to encourage fans still, even though he's not the one who is participating in the action. Okay, big story from yesterday with the Steelers. Mike Tomlin spoke. And most of what he said was, like, fine. I mean, it was his usual attitude toward, you know, the press conference. Hey, we work hard, and we got to get better, and this thing worked, that thing worked. These players feel this way or that way based on how I've talked to them. But one quote really stood out, mostly with in all of it. Here it is. And I'll warn you now, if you want your dreams crushed, maybe turn off the program for a little bit. If you want your hopes shattered, you know, if you like living in fantasy land sometimes, if you like pretending like the intangibles matter, maybe don't listen to this part. Maybe come back at 5:20. Otherwise, here's the quote from yesterday.
You said that the offense, you felt like it kind of lost its mojo from the preseason. Is one game enough to say they've got it back?
I'll be really transparent with you. I didn't mean it last week when I said it. You guys asked me the question repeatedly in a bunch of different ways, and I'd given you the same answer. And so sometimes I just give you a colorful answer with a word like mojo, just so you guys can run with it and we all can move on with our day. The guys that know me, they know there's nothing mystical about performance from my mentality or our mentality. We work, we improve, and then we go play. Sometimes, man, that cycle doesn't come quick enough. We got to stand in settings like this and absorb a lot of questions. They get repetitive. So I gave you a little something. I don't subscribe to mojo or intangible-like things and all of that BS. We just got to work harder. But oftentimes when I'm asked questions along those lines, those are the answers I give, and you guys keep asking the same questions. And so I just give you something like mojo so you can run with it.
Okay, there's a lot there. There's a lot there. There is really a lot to dissect and understand and acknowledge in that quote. Okay. So, Mike Tomlin is thinking so much about media questions that he gave an intentional fake answer. He gave an intentional colorful answer. We lost our mojos because you guys were asking this, the same questions over and over. Okay. I don't really know how to feel. And I also think that this just, he lost a bit of credibility with me. I honestly, when I heard the quote, I started laughing at first because I'm like, that's awesome. You know, that's funny. You know, he's thinking so much about the questions that he's being asked that he wanted to give a colorful answer intentionally because the reporters were asking the same question different ways. And he fed the public something. There's definitely a little bit of arrogance kind of coming out here because they've won two football games. That's great. But now I guess he's coming to the point where he's like, you know what? I can do whatever, and I can say whatever, and I can, you know, present myself anyway, and it doesn't matter. Y'all are still going to talk to me, you know, and I can respond however I want because I can. I don't love that mentality necessarily, but yeah, it seems like that arrogance is kind of coming out with him, and I don't like it. There's a respect that kind of comes through, and I don't know why people lose so much patience. I mean, I kind of do. If you're being asked the same question over and over again, you're getting frustrated because you're thinking in your head, hey, I already answered this, but you know, sometimes you forget where you are or the situation that you're in, especially in his case because he's talking to many prominent members of media in Pittsburgh. And, I mean, across the NFL. You know, I get it. You know, sometimes it's frustrating. Every person gets frustrated if they have to repeat themselves over and over again or do something over and over again. So I get it. With the nature of his job, I think there's more patience that needs to be executed. And in his case, you know, for him having this routine press conference, I feel like if you're getting asked the same question over and over again, it's not like it's a huge waste of your time because you're going to be there for the length of the conference anyhow. You know, if it were me, I would just answer the question again the same way I had before. No colorful answers. I would just do it. I can understand how it gets frustrating. I think more patience needs to be executed there. And again, I don't know where the impatience may come from because, again, I mean, he's going to be there for a certain amount of time every Tuesday for the duration of the season, regardless of what answers he gives, what questions the reporters ask. Like, it's already a lot of time, and if the same question is going to be asked over and over and over again, it's not really a waste of his time because he's going to be there for that time regardless. So just answer the question the same way. If it's being asked different ways, the same question's being asked different ways, just answer it the same. to give us the whole mojo, we lost our mojo, and we got to get it back. And then he comes next week and says, well, to be fully transparent with you, I didn't mean what I said. I don't believe in the intangibles. I believe in hard work. I just wanted to feed you guys something. I mean, that's... At this point, it's like when a coach does that too, it's like, well, do we trust anything that you say anymore? Is there any reason to trust what Tomlin says? Does it matter? Should we trust him? I mean, we should, as us as media members, and then as you guys, as people who consume football, it's important for everybody. And I mean, when people are over there asking questions, I mean, we deserve some answers to best, you know, communicate with you guys as people who consume the sport to give you guys the best idea of how things are being run, how things look. Because there can't be thousands of people at practices. There can't be thousands of people in that room. So, you know, we bring it to you. So if he's giving us nonsense answers, or he's not, you know, or he's lying to us to suit a narrative, then why trust anything he says anymore? And that's really where I am with it. And that's the part that, you know, upsets me most, is that, you know, he gives answers one time, and then he goes and in this press conference, he says, well, to be fully transparent with you, I just said that just because I didn't really mean it. Well, then what's the point of anything that he says? I mean, what's stopping him from saying one thing one week to look better, and then the next week he says it to be open and honest once the team's winning more? I don't like that. It just makes him look less credible. I mean, I respect him a little bit for at least going out and not, like, trying to run with a lie. At least he stopped it right there and was like, okay, you know, I actually lied to you. But, like, then again, like, you know, how many other times is he going to lie to us in press conferences when they're losing and not be truthful? And just feed us things to feed us things. Because he's running a line there as well. That's a Pandora's box waiting to be open. As the head coach, if you come out and say, you know, I lied to you once, really what's stopping him from lying to us again? I think that's a fair question. And I think you run a line when you do that. I mean, I'll give him one pass now for that. He's like, okay, you know, it's funny. It's fine. You know, you guys weren't doing well the first week, and then the offense didn't do great the second week, but now we're 2-1, and we looked great against the Raiders. So, yeah, to be fully transparent, that was a lie. I didn't mean that when I said it. Funny, understanding the context. I don't think he's ever done that before either. I've never heard him in a press conference say something like that. So maybe one pass, right? That'll be fine. But I mean, that's again, it's running a dangerous line. It's very interesting and unique as well. And I don't really wish that he doesn't get too arrogant with everybody, like, oh, yeah, we're fine now because we won one game this season. The offense looked, like, decent. Not even great, decent. Decent job by the offense. 23 points is good. That should be a more regular occurrence for a team that strives every year to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'll give him a late pass, but I'm not too happy about that, and it really, in some ways, it gives him credibility, but in other ways, it makes him lose credibility. Now, as for Steeler fans, I mean, I want to say this while I have the opportunity, while I'm at the, forefront of this radio station right now, and I'm on the mic. Maybe the best response to that comment is, let's, as Pittsburgh fans, let's start actually branding the term mojo. I mean, on socials, hashtag Steelers mojo should start becoming a thing. Brand it on t-shirts, put it on hats, maybe make the Steelers logo the O's in mojo. You know, Steelers mojo, hashtag Steelers mojo. My response just to all of that, right, to make this greater than it is, where Tomlin could say, you know, I don't believe in the intangibles. Make the intangible mojo thing like, make that a thing as sports fans. Like, I encourage you to run with the idea of a mojo. And then if the Steelers do make a playoff run, that's the whole theme of the playoff run. And whether or not he subscribes or cares about the intangibles, we as fans, and maybe even the players, buy in a little bit as well to the idea, and then Tomlin can eat his words. I would love that. Because I want them to continue to win, just because Mike Tomlin makes some decisions I don't agree with on a regular basis. Overall, it's he and just him individually is not going to stop me from being a fan of the Steelers. But we could definitely throw things the opposite way. Like, instead of just dismissing the comments now, and you might be sad, right, because you thought the head coach really believed in mojo and now he doesn't. Maybe you're one of those people. I say, though, do the opposite. Make mojo a thing. Make mojo mean something to this city. Start branding it. And then, again, when it becomes a factor, if they make a playoff run or they continue to do well, right, that's the theme of our playoff, or the Steelers' playoff run in 2023. And that's our theme as fans during the playoffs is, hey, the Steelers got their mojo. I would love that. Let's take a call before I hit a... I just lost my words there. Before I go to a break, let's take this guy at 412-928-9370. Good morning. Introduce yourself.
Dave from Delmont.
Dave, nice to hear from you. What's up?
Nothing much. I just happened to hear you say that the Steelers strive to win the Super Bowl every year.
That's what Tomlin says.
Yeah, that's not what I hear all the time. I hear Tomlin had a winning season. Doesn't matter anything else, just as long as Tomlin has a winning season. I haven't even heard about the Steelers talking about the Super Bowl for years.
Yeah.
So it's just aggravating. Dealing with Tomlin, we are not going to win anything as long as Tomlin and Canada are coaches. Thank you.
Dave, I hear you. Thanks for the call. I was being a bit ironic in what I was saying, or like sarcastic, because I know that Tomlin says those things. And, you know, sometimes he might not mean them, but it brings more gravity to kind of what he's been saying, or like anything that he says ever. If he says one thing one week and then next week he says, actually, I didn't mean that, which, because again, that pulls into question everything he says. So when I talk about, you know, Tomlin says they win the Super Bowl, that's me being... Tomlin says they strive to win the Super Bowl every year. That's the irony in what he says, because, you know, if he said one thing and then he admits that he lied about it, you know, how many other things has he just fed us to feed us it and then moved on? And that's really kind of the Pandora's box he's seeming to open here, because why should we trust anything he says if, you know, he lied to us one week when they were in one state of mind and then the next week they're in a different state of mind? And he can just, you know, go out there and retract things that he said in the past. That's why I mentioned that. I don't truly believe at this point that they do strive for Super Bowl status, or that, you know, the players that they have on the team don't believe that they can win a Super Bowl. I believe that they don't believe, if that makes sense. But that's really where I am. So, yeah, when I made those comments about Tomlin saying that, it was out of irony, not so much me believing the words that he says all the time about we strive for a Super Bowl all the time. And your point's fair. You call in a lot, Dave, and you say, yeah, I don't think that as Canada and Tomlin coach this team, they're going to win anything. And you might not be wrong. You might not be wrong. But they're 2-1 right now. So that's something to look at and maybe have some hope about. Because, again, I mean, it's not about the coaches at the end of the day. It is about the entire team. It's not just about the coaches. If the coaches aren't doing well, we got to hold them accountable. And, you know, that's fair. But, you know, we shouldn't want the team not to win in spite of the coaches. But if you really think that they're not competent enough to lead the team into a playoff run or win a Super Bowl, then, that's fair. That's your opinion. And I'm okay with that. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We'll continue to talk Steelers when I come back. You can call me at 412-928-9370 and express your opinions about the press conference, about the team. I mean, they got a game coming up this weekend against the Houston Texans. So if you want to call and talk about that, ask me questions, have a conversation, you're welcome to do that at 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. Tag me in a post. CALLAS_33 is my Twitter handle. Tag me in posts. I'll respond to those as well if they come my way. And again, you can call 412-928-9370. That's the number you can reach me at this morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas. This is the Fan Early Morning Show, and you're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. September is truck month at Sun Chevy. Come check out their half-ton and three-quarter-ton Silverados. You can also shop online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 72, low of 56, mostly cloudy skies throughout the day. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 53, more overcast skies expected. And got a chance of rain on Friday before conditions clear up and get warmer. Expect highs to be in the 80s next week after rain to end this week. That's fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. You're listening to The Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Talking about Mike Tomlin and Mojo a little bit, how he doesn't really believe it anymore, or he never believed it in the first place. He just told us that because it was a colorful quote. So that happened yesterday. I mean, he talked in his weekly press conference, and I'm talking about how that is not really inspiring trust in us as fans to listen to him speak, or, you know, does he ever mean anything he says? That's just kind of the where I am right now. But I am encouraging Steeler fans, please, like, brand Mojo as a thing. Like, make Mojo Pittsburgh's football's thing moving forward. Hashtag Steelers Mojo. Make that a trend. Put it on t-shirts. Put it on hats. Make it like a big thing. That's my encouragement to you. Do that. I think it would be hilarious, and I think maybe it'll work. Who knows? Tomlin doesn't believe in the intangibles, but we as fans certainly get to believe in said intangibles. Got a caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Bob. How you doing, Harry?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So I don't know how I feel about that. Now, I do know a big part of being a coach is speaking to the media, so I don't understand why you get all bent out of shape over the same question or whatever.
Just answer it, right? Just answer it the same way then, right?
Just answer, yeah. I mean, it's a big part of it. I mean, fans is what I feel, you know what I mean? And we're what pays your job, so, you know, I mean, it doesn't pay to get tested or to lie to us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, if he's lying about Mojo, might he be lying about the standard is the standard and we're always striving for a Super Bowl? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like I said, that's a lot to take in and, you know, and ingest. So I have to think about that for a while. But I know I don't really like him. So, have a good day.
Hey, you too, Bob. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's really just – that's the theme. Like, that's the point. You know, if he's going to lie to us or he's going to be misleading about one thing – and then be quote-unquote transparent the next week. I mean, then what's the point? And maybe there isn't a point, that's fine, but, like, as fans, as supporters, we like to know a little bit about what's going on. You don't have to tell us exactly what play scheme you're going to run every week, but, like, what's the state of the team? You know, we like to have a good idea of that, you know, week to week. We like to feel like, you know, there's something going on, or there are, we like to know how they're thinking. Like, you know, what are they going to do? Like, how are they preparing? What's the state of the team? What's the morale like? I know you could play better, but, like, is there anything more specific you're doing to fix the offense? Right, we like to know those things. And again, we as people in media like to give you some of those answers, or like to be there to communicate some of those answers with you and hold those conversations with you. Because it's important to understand the state of your sports team. if you're invested, especially if you're spending your money, as Bob said. You know, right, you're making investments. He's being paid mainly because of the revenue the Steelers get. So maybe just be a little more transparent a little more often and don't do silly stuff like that. But it does throw a lot of what he says into question. Is he just telling us, let's strive for a Super Bowl just, you know, just to say that, to satisfy us? It's not true. And that's a question that you can answer for yourself, depending on how you feel about this whole situation. But I'm certainly questioning my faith in him myself.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.